So the theory on the please note, the theory on the plurals is that Ross has two ways of making plurals. One is to make them end in consonant S, and that works after almost every consonant that he can make it end after. That'll sound where the S sounds different enough from the consonant that you can hear the difference between the S and the consonant. The other possibility is to make them end in sibilant I, Z, or sibilant ES, which will work for churches, glasses, and which ends up producing things like couses, freezes, and all the other ones that you heard on this tape. Except for, and the only exceptions to this rule are a few well-learned forms like keys. But he doesn't even know cows very well. So that he doesn't, the last thing he's learning then seems to be, at least so far, that you just use a Z after the vowel. Evidently that he just hasn't heard very many of those. Is that right, Ross? Okay. What? You're smiling. Oh, and in the past tense, he does very nice on his affix checking. He seems to regularly accept words that end in a T, particularly, and a D somewhat less, as already being past tense, and doesn't continue to mark them. That extends even to something like fight, okay, which you think he might know the past tense of, like fought, you know, but he doesn't. He really likes they fight, as if it were the past tense, and that's the past tense he gives. And there are a few past tenses he just doesn't like at all. He doesn't want to say, like, eight. Oh, I guess eat is good enough. That's right. He accepts the eat as if it's, you know, they eat. He says they eat.
I've been to St. Louis. He means that we have finished our little trip.
Is that a good thing? What is that, Ross?
Quackwork.
How do you say it?
Cracker.
Yeah.
Can you say cracker, honey?
Crack.
Let's hear it.
Quackwork.
Yeah. Pretty good job for a little guy.
Can Marty say it?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because Marty's going to get big and big after he's done with his dinner.
And after he's done with his dinner, and then what's going to happen?
He's going cock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going to the big boy?
Yeah.
Very good, Mary.
But I'm a bigger boy, and I say quacker today.
You say it just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm easy, but I'm not a little boy.
You're easy, but you're not a little boy?
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard.
I'm big and I'm not little.
Uh-huh. It's not hard for you, right?
Uh-uh.
It's easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Ross?
What?
Are there any words that are hard to say?
Uh-uh. There are mashed potatoes in there that go with that.
Sorry. Do you know any words that are hard to say?
Uh-huh.
Can you say a word that's really hard?
Yeah.
Give me one.
Mashed potatoes.
That's a pretty hard word, eh?
Yeah.
What else is hard? Helicopter?
Helicopter is the hard word.
That's not hard, no.
Mm-mm.
What's the hard word?
Raisins not hard word.
Raisins?
No.
Okay. How about crackers?
Crackers are Card.
That's not hard. How about towel?
Towel's the... Yeah,
towel. That's a, towel's a hard word, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But you say it pretty well, Ross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Towel.
See? So it's not hard for you anymore.
No.
Are there any other words that are hard?
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, do you know any words that are hard for Ross?
Electricity.
Can you say electricity?
Electricity is hard.
That's a hard word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Marty, honey. Mark, can you say electricity, honey?
He can't.
Are you sure?
He can't talk.
He can't talk, I see.
Would you like some...
After he's done with his dinner.
Then he'll be bigger, right?
Yeah.
Then he'll... After he's done with his dinner...
No, I don't like that.
Mommy, he's going to talk after he's done with his dinner.
Mm-hmm. He's going to talk when he's done with his dinner.
Because he'll get real big, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm real big in this day.
You are?
Yeah.
How big are you?
This big.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. And, yeah,
and I'm this big.
Mm-hmm. Are you real big at preschool?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do at preschool, Ross?
I play special errands.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Do you study hard?
Mm-hmm.
Do you read books?
Mm-hmm.
What books do you read?
My own books.
Do you know the names?
My books at preschool.
Do you know the name of the book?
My Big Bird book,
mm-hmm,
at preschool.
Have one of those, uh-huh.
Yeah, and I got another Big Bird book at here. I got another Big Bird book at here.
Yes, I have it up on the shelf, right?
Yeah.
And is Daddy going to give it back to you?
Mm-hmm.
When is Daddy going to give it to you?
After Christmas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why did Daddy take it away?
Because it's Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, why did I put it up there? Why did I put it on the shelf?
Because I didn't read it. Because Marky would want to get it.
Yeah, because Marky kept on getting it.
Yeah.
And it was too hard for you, Ross.
Yeah, And you put it up on the shelf, and Marky won't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah. But I'm going to bring it down.
Uh-huh.
When the time comes.
When Celia comes.
Pretty soon, when Celia comes, we're going to take those down.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to teach you to read again, okay?
Yeah.
Do you think you can learn to read?
Yeah.
Can you read some letters?
Yeah.
What letters do you know?
My own letters.
What are their names?
Their name's Pumpkin.
Their name's what?
Their name's Pumpkin Shells.
Pumpkin Shells?
Yeah.
Huh? How about the letter A?
My letter is not the letter A.
No?
My letter is a pumpkin shell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're a little pumpkin, huh?
Yeah.
How about the letter R? Do you know the letter R? That's like Ross.
Well,
you don't know the letter R?
Huh?
Do you know what it looks like? Letter R? Letter R looks like that, see?
Yeah.
I'll draw you a picture for it. You want me to give you a letter R after dinner?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give him a letter R after dinner.
And I'm going to get you.
And then I'll get you a letter R, too. I might give you a letter R for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like that?
Yeah.
Give you a letter R for your happy birthday?
Yeah.
And maybe I'll get you a couple more letters, too.
Yeah.
And you can have them, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can play with them.
Yeah.
And then you learn how to read. Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can read for your happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, do you think we could make him read for his happy birthday?
I want to learn something.
What? You want to talk about something?
I want wine in my cup.
You want wine in your cup?
Yeah.
How about some real good water? I don't want any wine, thank you.
Oh, I want some of that apple. I can have
that. It's a lot of strong.
I want that.
Okay. Pretty strong. There's a lot of it there. Okay.
I want that wine.
Yes, right away, Ross. Mommy's going to fix it for you. Okay. Maybe if you just drink it down a little bit. There, a little bit more. Okay, you can have it after this, okay? Okay, you can have some.
Okay.
Now, Mommy, I'd like some water, so I'm going to get some for myself. And, Yes? What else? How are you doing, Wes? Why do you put your hand in there?
Because I want to.
Yeah, but isn't that bad, Ross?
Huh.
You know it's bad, right?
Yesterday I did that.
Yesterday you did it?
At preschool?
Yeah. They can't let you do that at preschool, do they? No, the teacher won't let me do it. She won't let you do it?
No, the teacher won't let me do it.
What did the teacher say, Ross?
She said don't do it. She said like that.
Oh yeah? She did say that, really. Which teacher was this, Ross? What's her name?
She was Miss Jan.
Miss Jan?
Yeah, uh-huh. Miss Jan told me not to do that.
Oh, I see. Well, are you gonna do it?
Uh-uh.
Won't do it anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Good boy. Are you and Miss Jan good friends?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite teacher, Ross?
Miss Jan's my favorite teacher.
Miss who?
Miss Jan is my favorite teacher.
Oh, that's nice, Ross.
And I drink a lot of snacks.
You eat a lot of snacks?
Yeah, I eat a lot of snacks.
That's very nice, Bob. I bet you do. What do you eat as a snack? What do they have?
They don't have wine.
They don't have wine? No. Uh-oh. What do they have?
They have books.
What?
They have... Books don't stairs.
No, at snack time, honey.
Yeah.
You eat books? You eat a lot of books?
What do you have to eat?
I read another book at preschool.
Yeah, I know, but I'm asking you about something else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you, you know, when you eat snack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what do you eat then?
I eat... This.
You know the name of that?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Crackworm.
Very good.
I go run away.
Of course you do.
This is Crackworm.
Yeah, that's the name of that is a cracker. Mm-hmm. And that's all you eat, right? You just eat crackers, right?
And I don't like potatoes.
No.
No.
Do you eat peanut butter at preschool?
Yeah.
What else?
Bread.
Bread?
Yeah.
I bet you eat a lot of bread.
I don't have popcorn at preschool.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Well.
But I'm gonna wear these boots to preschool.
Yeah, you can wear them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what else do you want to know?
We'll wear them to preschool.
Okay.
Well, that was very interesting, Ross. We had a nice talk.
I was sitting there first.
You were sitting over here first?
Yeah.
Do you want to move?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to sit there.
Is that what you say at preschool? About how I was sitting there first?
Yeah.
But you learned that at preschool, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Are the girls and boys good at lunch? Do they yell a lot?
Okay. Uh-uh.
They're pretty good?
Uh-huh.
What do they do?
They play with me.
They play with you?
Yeah. She likes mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm.
Look at Margie, really likes potatoes.
Oh.
He thinks they're really
like
good.
That.
He wants some more.
Oh.
He said, give me that. He said, give me that. Margie can talk a little bit, you know that, Ross?
Yeah.
He says little words. Do you know his words?
Mm.
What words does he say?
I want that.
Yeah, what else does he say?
I want a cracker.
Yeah, what other words does he say?
He wants this cracker.
Mm-hmm. Does he have any other words? Does he know how to say daddy?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
How does he say it?
Like this. I will show you.
Okay, you show me.
Daddy, like that.
Like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does teachers know how to talk? She does?
That's not a teacher.
No, Titus, honey.
Yeah,
does Titus know how to talk?
No.
She doesn't?
No.
But what does she say? She goes,
wah.
Are those words?
Yeah.
What is the word?
This word.
Just that word? And what does it mean? Yeah. What does it mean, Ross?
Go around. He's
showing with his hands. Like that, like a little plane does. Does she do that?
Yeah, like the little airplane.
Now, what does teacher say when she's hungry?
I want my food.
Is that what she says?
Yeah.
In those words, she says, I want my food, like that?
Yeah.
So teachers can talk, huh?
Uh-huh.
She can talk.
When he's going to get his dinner.
She can talk, huh? I never heard her talk. Mom, do you know teachers can talk?
I didn't know that.
Uh-uh. I never heard her say, I want that food.
I saw that on the movie.
You saw it on a movie, but what about that cat? See the cat over there?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear her talk?
I heard her ever. I want food on the movie.
Oh, that's the cat who says, I want food on the ad, Mary.
I told that cow I want my food on the movie.
Yes, a cat food ad, right? Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to feed Margie.
No, you can't.
Why?
I'm going to feed Margie all by myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Take a He got one already.
You can have two now.
Yeah.
He wants some food. Why don't you give her
some? Okay. You want this food?
She'll have some of that food right there. Give her a little piece. Go down. Put it in her mouth. Go put it in her mouth.
This goes for there.
Go put it in her mouth. She's hungry. She'll like it.
You go like this?
No, not the cracker. The meat. Give her the meat.
This?
Yeah, she likes that meat.
Okay.
Okay, now put it in her mouth. Go take it to her.
This sticky.
It's nice. Hello, song. You met the Ghost Riders in the Sky. And what's that, Russ?
These boots don't have tires on here.
These boots don't have what?
These boots don't have tires on here.
They don't have tires on there?
Uh-uh.
They're not too tight, huh?
They don't have shoelaces on.
Oh, they don't have tie on here.
They don't have shoelaces on,
I see. Uh-huh. Okay. Not tight, but tie. He wears boots. Anyway, Mommy said, Ross said, Mommy can't sing it. She doesn't know it. She doesn't understand it. Right?
Okay, that's the Ghost Rider song.
Might get mad and she's going to hit those ghosters. That means ghosts. This is about the Ghost Riders in the sky. Ross? Here's a ghost. And here's another ghost.
Yeah.
What are these?
Ghosts.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
Okay. And here's a toast.
Yeah.
And here's another toast.
Yeah.
What are these?
Toasters.
Toasters, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, did you hear that? I think I recorded that about toasters and ghosters. Give me your shoes and said, will you put my boots way, way up there so I can have them later?
No, just winter.
To winter?
Yeah.
Oh, when's winter, Ross?
I don't have my boots to winter.
Okay.
Okay.
There's some water on the floor and he said, will you help me clean it up? And I said, no. And I asked him, why'd you do it? And he said, I did it because you got mad. Of course, that's the result, not the cause. And he said, but I promise I won't do it anymore. I won't do it tomorrow. I'm going to bed now. I won't do it tomorrow. See, now I said, you're excellent, Ross. And I put a little excellent on his head and said, my excellent is on the side of my popcorns. My popcorn something. And that was an objection to my claim that he was excellent on his head. He didn't like that idea, so he was claiming that excellent must be placed on the popcorn. Boy, look at that.
In the bottle. Ross wanted to know if I bought it with that bottle.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And lately he's been asking me what I buy. Did you buy this?
He's really interested in buying this.
Well, he likes to know what I've bought and what I've made.
Yeah.
Did you buy this? Did you
make
this?
Did you make this?
I made the jelly, but I bought that bottle.
Oh, do you make it for the turn it a jelly?
What?
Turn red jelly, and so we can eat that jelly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Turn it to jelly so we can eat that jelly. What did I turn into jelly?
This to jelly.
I turned the crab apples into jelly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are you like this?
I made the jelly.
I made this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brian?
And your jelly is there.
I bought that. But, you see this bread?
Yeah.
Did I make that or did I buy it?
Buy it.
I made that.
I bought your book, you buy it.
No, Mommy made it.
I made it.
Do you want that last piece of bread here? Mm-hmm. That's for you, right?
Well, that's...
Go ahead, Ross.
No.
Okay.
I'll eat it.
No, it's not for me.
Go ahead and slice yourself another piece.
I don't really want any more. I was just going to eat it up if you want.
Here's some tea. No?
Sure.
You ready?
What?
What did Mommy do? Did she make some bread?
Uh-huh.
How do you know?
Because he wants to. Because he wants to. Yeah.
No, how do you know she bought?
how do you know that she made the bread, Ross?
I don't know.
Because she said so. Because she said so. She said so that she did.
Yeah.
Oh, careful, Mark.
He needs a quieter toy.
You also need a knife.
Oh.
Squirt. Squirt. Squirt jelly.
Squirt jelly?
Squirt. No squirt. No squirt. No no. I only got that squirt. I'm going to get that squirt.
Brian?
Mm-hmm. What do you say? I almost got that squirt.
You almost got that squirt?
Yeah.
Who's the squirt, Ross?
That little squirt is going to fall down.
Where is, that little squirt?
Yeah.
Marky's little squirt?
Yeah.
Who's the little squirt, Ross?
The jelly squirt.
The jelly's a squirt?
Yeah.
Can you show me where it is? Show me where the little squirt is.
Right here.
I don't see it.
See?
Oh, I see. Would you like some of it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it like this. Okay, here it goes. There's a little squirt. Is that your little squirt?
Yeah.
Okay, is that enough?
Yeah, that's my squirt.
Okay, now I'm going to get some more here.
All empty.
This is for me. This is for me.
All empty.
All empty now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we talked about emptying and the comment on the final state.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that what we did?
Mm-hmm.
And earlier, while acting, he was discussing the action he was engaged in. Right?
Give me that, okay?
You want this?
Yeah.
Why do you want it?
Because I want it because my mommy says to.
Do you need it? What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to keep it.
You're going to keep it?
And open it.
Yeah.
Nice squirt.
Oh, I see. So you don't want to eat your bread, huh?
Yeah.
I'll eat your bread.
No, I will first.
No, but you want to play with your, you want to play with the squirt. Right? You want to play with the squirt? I'll eat your bread. You play with the squirt and I'll eat your bread, okay?
Mm-mm.
No, you really want to eat your bread?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's your plate. Eat over your plate.
Mm.
Is that pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like the squirt?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Uh-oh.
You having troubles?
Yeah.
What happened, honey?
I go.
Oh, I think you tried to bang the spoon up?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did it work?
Uh-oh.
Why not?
Go.
Oh, well, it did work then. That's exactly what you wanted.
That's my fork.
I'll give it back to you. Don't worry. Now, don't always try to get... Just because somebody takes something from you doesn't mean you have to complain. That's another little thing we do. When somebody takes something
here.
From you... Oh, thank you. And always complain it's yours, right? What if I take this?
You take my spoon.
Okay, thank you.
And then this is not my spoon.
No.
That's your spoon.
Okay. Good. You're good, isn't it, Ross?
No.
You don't like it?
You like it?
Yes, I do.
But I don't like it.
Okay. What's Marky doing?
I don't know.
He's banging his bottle.
Yeah.
Mark, do you need some help? Do you need some help, little honey?
Yeah,
need some help, little honey?
Help me.
Mark's big, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's getting real heavy. He eats a lot, you know that? Mark, he eats a lot. Do you want to eat some food? I'll eat your food, okay?
No, me first.
I got it.
I'm first.
Ross pointed the wrong way and said me first. That is, he was just going through the act of saying me first, even though didn't have much consequence. Good. Can I touch it? No. Okay, we're going to clean your nose after. Oh, Mark hurt his head.
What?
Oh, Ross?
What?
can we talk about some things? Let's see now, what happened this morning? Did you come into bed with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you do?
And you squeezed me and I said, ow!
You did? Oh yeah, right, I squeezed you too hard, didn't I? You said my arm was on you.
Yeah.
My arm was on, was my arm too heavy?
Mommy's arm.
Okay, mommy's arm. Can I have a little piece of this, please?
Yeah.
I want some bread. I want to get it.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Get it.
What happened?
Get it.
What happened to it? I'll get it.
Okay.
Oops. Mm-hmm. Eat the bread. Let's eat the bread, okay? Yeah, you eat the jelly and I'll eat the bread. You eat the jelly and I'll eat all your bread.
No.
No? Well, that was a nice response for something that you don't like.
You want butter?
Yes, we have to make a decision though first when we hear somebody propose something, whether we agree with it or not.
No.
No? Why not?
Because I don't.
But in this particular case, Ross knows that the answer is always no. If I say that I want to eat some of his stuff, he'll always say no. That's because he doesn't really have to make the decision about whether or not he wants to. Okay.
I'm moving away. Mm-hmm. So you can't eat it.
So I can't eat it?
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Can I eat it now?
No.
If I give you $10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's $10. Okay. Okay, now I can eat it, right?
Yeah.
Mmm.
Mmm. You like it?
Mm-hmm. Want some?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Making a mess.
Yeah.
Did you get your $10?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
Huh?
What are you going to do with your $10?
I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Put it in my pocket.
And then what?
And I'm going to get... So you can't get it.
Careful. Wait, wait.
I still can't get it.
So I can't get it?
No.
Okay. Wanna go wash up?
See, it's in my pocket.
It's in your pocket, right?
Yeah.
You wanna go wash up your little hands?
No.
I'm gonna wash my hands.
I don't wanna wash up. Happy birthday, and I'm gonna say happy birthday, and I'm gonna say.
Oh,
I'm going to go to the next one.
Now Daddy's going to say something about these good boys. I want to say that I think these boys are very good when they don't cry. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's the heel of your boot, right? Right, that's the heel of the other boot. This is one boot. Big hiking boots.